with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Yeah, you are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. I hope you're out of bed and got your feet on the floor and are planning a barbecue for this weekend, because we are on the cusp of spring, and it's time to blow the dust out of your orifice and get your grill going. But I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Yeah, especially if you have a gas grill. That's the orifice he was talking about.
Right.
So anyway, without further ado, on the grilling line right now is the ever-popular Babe Winkleman. How are you, buddy?
Good.
Hey.
Glad to be back home again.
Yeah. You've been doing a lot of traveling. I can never catch you. But that's all right. Your wife takes care of your business very well when you're gone, so that's nice that you have a partner. Want to talk about spring turkey hunting?
Oh, so do I. I've been anticipating it for months. I'm taking three of the girls this year down to Nebraska on the first hunt, and then the second hunt we do it up at a ranch. And it's God, I can't imagine going through spring without turkey hunting. It is one of the most fun things you can do with your clothes on that I know of.
Do you think they're better eaten in the fall?
Boy, I don't know that. I don't hunt them much in the fall.
Right.
I killed a few of them in the fall, but I mean, to me, what makes turkey hunting so fun and so exciting and so incredibly good is the fact that you learn to talk turkey, and then you communicate with the birds, and they communicate back with you. Mm-hmm. And you're trying to get the tom to do the reverse of nature. In nature, he struts and puffs and does his thing, and he calls the hens that are ready over to him. What you're trying to do is sound like the horniest hen in the woods and make him come to you, which is the opposite of what he does. People wonder why they hang up a bunch of times. Well, they'll get out and then they'll strut around out in the field, and they expect that hen to come to them, period. And sometimes they'll just hang up there. My daughter had one 2 years ago in Missouri doing that and doing it, and it sat there for a half an hour. And finally she just got sick of it, and she said, looked at the owner of the outfitting business, Royal Peterson, and said, I'm going to shoot that turkey. And she pulled her shotgun up, and boom, and it made three steps and dropped down. It was 73 yards away.
Wow.
And she freehanded the shot.
Nice.
Hey, did her dad teach her how to shoot?
Pardon?
I said, did her dad teach her how to shoot?
Her dad sure did. But, you know, it's like any teacher in a classroom. The teacher can teach all they want to. If the student doesn't want to learn, they don't. And Carly wanted to absolutely take every word that I said to heart. She's the only person I've ever known at 100 yards. We have a range up at the ranch, and at 100 yards, there's a one-inch square with a quarter-inch black dot in the center of it. And she fired four bullets. The first one took the dot out. The second one, she was mad because she'd flinched. The third one and the fourth one, she said, were good shots. We went down to the target, and there were two holes. Three bullets went through the same quarter-inch black dot, and one of them was 3/8 of an inch high and right, and she was mad about that at 100 yards. She expected to put them all four through the same black dot. I've never seen a person do that, ever.
That's pretty good. So let's talk about some hunter safety when you're turkey hunting. What do you want to watch out for?
Ticks.
Do you hunt ticks?
I'm dead serious. Ticks you want to watch out for. The baby ticks right now are coming out. As soon as it starts to thaw in spring, I was just down by Chicago in southern Wisconsin, and the ticks are already out there, and I'm sure they are in Michigan too. We've got 3 feet of ice here. We're bottoming out augers yet. And then we got 2 feet of snow on top of it. But there is no time when it is a worse time to be in the woods from a tick standpoint. And the most aggressive ones are the larvae of the black-legged ticks, the deer ticks.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys, and we're talking right now with Babe Winkleman from Brainerd, Minnesota. That's why he's got so much snow and ice. You're up there pretty good, but we're talking about turkey hunting safety, and you have encountered a lot of trouble with ticks and maybe Lyme's disease.
We've had in my family, we've gotten Lyme disease 6 times from turkey hunting. We've with my children and I, we've had it 7 times. My one daughter got it in the suburb where she lives in Minneapolis.
That's crazy.
We have an epidemic going on. There's more people being diagnosed daily with Lyme disease than there are women with breast cancer.
No
or
kidding.
Than there are men and women with colon cancer.
Wow.
300,000 to 500,000 people a year are being diagnosed with it. And the tick experts tell me for everyone that's diagnosed, 72% of the rest of the people, or basically 3 out of 4, are being misdiagnosed. And when Lyme goes unchecked and gets to past stage 2 of the life of the bacteria, then they leave your bloodstream and they burrow into your bones and your joints and other places, and they go into remission, and you're into chronic Lyme. There is no, those ticks, when they go into remission, they might stay there weeks, months, or multiple years before they come out.
So what's the safe thing to do to keep those ticks from infecting you?
Well, you've got to protect yourself. You've got to become tick conscious, and you've got to protect yourself. I worked for 2 years with a group of the 10 of the best people. I mean, the number one doctor, number one tick diagnostic center, number one research laboratory, to put together a tick-borne illness information center so there would be a place in America where all Americans can go for free and learn everything they need to know to keep themselves tick-free, to keep their ticks or their pets tick-free, and reduce the amount of ticks in their own backyard.
Now, when we were kids in the UP, every time we came out of the pasture or from the creek or wherever we were playing, we'd always go upstairs and take our clothes off, and you'd have to have your mom or your cousins or whatever. You'd all spin around, and you'd have to go over your entire body, and that's really kind of what you have to do, right?
Well, that's part of it, but see, if you're to that point already, the larva ticks are about one-third the size of a poppy seed. You can barely see them. You cannot feel them bite you, and if they're on you for even a couple of hours, that's enough to transmit an illness to them.
So what are the 3 big symptoms people should be aware of if they're out in the woods right now this time of year?
Flu-like symptoms, dizziness. Sometimes it could be a palsy in the face, and one side of your face kind of starts to droop and sag like if you've had a stroke. In about 40% of the cases, people will get a rash with a black dot in the middle of it, but don't count on the rash. You've got to be aware of the other symptoms as well. But you can make yourself 100% tick-free doing the right things. 2 years ago, 3 or 4 of my daughters and I went down to Missouri, and we had the right products. The 2 products you need are permethrin and picaridin, and we had them with us. But there was no instruction on what to do. There was no place to find out, so we used them like a normal insect repellent. And 3 of us got Lyme disease from that trip because we didn't know how to do right things right. You start with permethrin, and this is all on the website, and we're using permethrin by insect.
And shield. What is that website?
It's Winkleman.com.
Okay.
It simply lives on our website at Winkleman.com.
All right.
When it comes to the landing page, there's a big square there that says Tick-Borne Illness Center. Click it, and you are into 100% of everything on the ticks, goes through every disease, all of the symptoms, all of the complications and symptoms, all of the culprits, and shows them through all stages of their life, every tick and what they cause, and then all of the solutions.
All right, buddy. We're out of time. I got to cut you short. I hate to, but thanks so much for that information. Tell us your website one more time.
It's Winkleman.com, and they've got to learn how to use the permethrin and picaridin right. There's a video on there that shows them, and it explains everything in detail.
You heard it from the authority. This guy's fought it for years and years and years. It's happy moose and turkey hunting. I want to go moose hunting with you, so that was a Freudian slip. Babe, good talking to you, and I'll chat with you, I'm sure, in the next few days.
Okay, Bob, just one last thing. The thing that, give you an idea how bad this is, of the adults that get chronic Lyme, one-third of them are committing suicide because they can't live with it. Oh. Of the teenagers who get chronic Lyme, it's closer to 50%. This is not something people can take lightly.
Got it. All right, sir. Thanks so much.
Have a great morning.
All right, buddy.
All right, thank you. Babe Winkleman, always a wealth of information. I wasn't sure we were going there, but we got there, so it's all good. Coming up next, we got our friend Steve Prince from Prince Arming. Going to talk a little gun safety, tactical shooting, and a bunch of other good stuff. Stick with us. We'll be back. Back where I